Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Uncovering the Logic of English, A Common Sense, Approach to Reading, Spelling, and Literacy by Denise Ide is a non-fiction literacy book for teachers, parents, tutors, and adult learners who want a clearer account of how English spelling works. Rather than treating English as a chaotic collection of exceptions, Ide argues that much of the writing system can be explained through phonograms, sound-symbol relationships, spelling rules, morphology, and word history. The book belongs to the practical education and structured literacy category, but it also functions as a reference for anyone who has wondered why common words are spelled as they are. Its purpose is not merely to list rules, but to change how reading and spelling instruction is understood. I presents English as a deep but patterned orthography, where apparent irregularities often have linguistic causes. The result is a guide that connects classroom practice with a more systematic view of language. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, phonograms as the foundation of English decoding and spelling. A central idea in Uncovering the Logic of English is that students need more than the names of the alphabet letters to read and spell well. Ide emphasizes phonograms, written symbols that represent sounds, as the basic units of the English code. This includes single letters as well as common letter teams such as SH, I, UF, and others. The value of this approach is that it shifts attention from memorizing whole words to recognizing recurring sound symbol patterns. When learners know that one grapheme may represent more than one sound, and that one sound may be spelled in multiple ways, they can analyze words more accurately. This also explains why spelling instruction and reading instruction should not be separated. Decoding a word while reading and encoding a word while spelling both depend on understanding the same relationships between sounds and print. Ide presents phonograms as a practical organizing system, not as abstract linguistics. For teachers and parents, the concept helps explain why some students struggle when they are taught only simplified letter sounds. English requires a broader inventory of sound symbol knowledge, and phonograms provide a structured way to teach it. Spelling rules that explain patterns often mistaken for exceptions. The book is especially known for its insistence that many English spellings that appear irregular are governed by rules or recurring conventions. Ide discusses rules involving grapheme position, vowel patterns, consonant doubling, suffixing, soft C and G, and the functions of silent E. This matters because the usual classroom response to difficult spellings is often memorization. Ide instead asks learners to examine why a spelling is used in a particular word. For example, the choice between I and I can often be explained by position in the word, while ka commonly follows a short vowel in short words. Silent E is treated not as a single rule but as a marker with several possible functions, including marking a long vowel, preventing a word from ending in V, making C or G soft, or distinguishing meaning. The practical consequence is that spelling becomes a system of decisions rather than a random visual memory task. This does not mean every word is simple or perfectly regular. It means that instruction improves when teachers can identify the pattern behind a spelling before labeling it an exception. Thirdly, teacher knowledge is a prerequisite for effective literacy instruction. Ide places strong emphasis on what teachers and instructors know about the structure of English. The book implies that weak literacy instruction is not only a student problem, but also a knowledge problem among adults responsible for teaching reading and spelling. If an instructor cannot explain why a word is spelled a certain way, the learner receives the impression that English is arbitrary. That impression can lead to frustration, over-reliance on guessing, and unnecessary memorization. By contrast, a teacher who understands phonograms and spelling rules can give more precise feedback. Instead of saying that a word is tricky, the teacher can identify the relevant sound, grapheme, syllable pattern, or suffixing rule. This focus aligns with structured literacy principles, where instruction is explicit, systematic, cumulative, and diagnostic. Ide does not present teacher knowledge as a decorative professional skill. She treats it as central to equity in literacy outcomes. Students who intuit patterns may progress without much explanation, but struggling readers and spellers often need the code made visible. The book therefore serves as both a content guide and a corrective to shallow phonics instruction. Fourthly, morphology and etymology as keys to advanced word understanding. Although phonograms and spelling rules receive much attention, Uncovering the Logic of English also points beyond basic phonics to morphology and etymology. English spelling is influenced not only by sound, but also by meaning and word origin. This explains why related words may preserve a spelling even when pronunciation shifts, and why words from Latin, Greek, French, or Old English may follow different patterns. For older students, this is crucial, because reading and spelling difficulties often reappear when words become longer and more academically dense. A learner who knows only simple letter-sound correspondences may struggle with multisyllabic words, roots, prefixes, and suffixes. IDE encourages the study of meaningful word parts as a way to connect spelling, vocabulary, and comprehension. This approach helps explain why spelling is not merely a mechanical skill. It stores information about word families and meaning relationships. For example, recognizing a root or a fix can support both pronunciation and interpretation. The book, therefore, treats English as morphophonemic, meaning that spelling reflects both sound and meaning. This broader framework makes the book more useful than a narrow phonics manual limited to early reading. Lastly, a practical reference that challenges memorization-based spelling habits. One of the book's practical contributions is its challenge to the habit of treating spelling as a matter of visual memory and weekly word lists. IDE argues that learners benefit when spelling is taught through analysis segmenting sounds, identifying phonograms, applying rules, noticing morphemes, and considering word history when needed. This is particularly relevant for students with dyslexia or other reading and spelling difficulties. Because guessing from context or memorizing isolated word shapes often fails them, a rule-based and multisensory approach can reduce cognitive load by giving learners reasons for spellings. At the same time, the book is not a ready-made daily curriculum for every classroom situation. Many readers use it as a reference or as a conceptual foundation for structured literacy instruction. Some sections may feel dense for beginners because the book introduces linguistic terminology and, in some editions or discussions, phonetic notation. Its strength lies in explanation rather than entertainment or quick tips. The reader gains a framework for asking better questions about words. Instead of asking whether a spelling is normal, the book encourages asking what principle, history, or pattern explains it. In conclusion, Uncovering the Logic of English is best suited for classroom teachers, reading specialists, homeschool parents, tutors, speech-language professionals, and adult learners who want a more systematic grasp of English spelling. It is especially useful for people working with students who have been told that English has too many exceptions to understand. The practical benefit is increased instructional precision. Teachers can explain patterns, select better examples, and connect spelling with reading rather than treating them as separate subjects. The intellectual benefit is a changed view of English orthography. The book shows that the writing system is complex, but not meaningless. Compared with many introductory phonics books, it stands out because it combines phonograms, spelling rules, silent E functions, morphology, and etymology in one accessible framework. Compared with more technical linguistic references, it is more directly aimed at instruction and parent-teacher understanding. It may not replace a complete curriculum or professional training program, but it gives readers the conceptual map needed to evaluate such programs more intelligently. Its distinctive value is the insistence that students deserve explanations, not just word lists. For readers seeking a bridge between structured literacy practice and the logic behind English spelling, IDE's book remains a clear and influential resource. If you would like to support Denise IDE, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.